Podcasting from Sapon Soges Island in Bombay, Evasem. This is the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Petrus. If this is your first time here, I want to say Kalangan, Kiriso, Kulo, and Kamakal. Now let's hand it to Patrick Petrus.
Okay, thanks for joining me on another episode of the Micronesian Podcast. My usual co-host and suspect is not with me today. If you heard on the last episode, I said he was down in Fiji. And I just wanted to share an episode, actually a little interview that we did just earlier today. He's still down in Fiji and he went there for a forum on early childhood development. So I had a chance to talk to him and just ask him about, you know, what's that all about. And he actually wrote two articles, if you are curious to see, with some photos. It's on the Micronesian News Broadcast on Facebook. Shared it there and a couple other places. But I guess when he gets back, we'll go into further detail. But this is an interview with between me and my usual co-host from the Micronesian News Broadcast on Nandi, Fiji. All right, enjoy.
Hey, June.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so can you hear me? You can hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so sorry about that earlier technical difficulties, but June, you are in Fiji. What you doing over there?
I joined the FSM delegation to a forum out here in Nandi for early childhood development.
Early childhood development, okay. So that's who's on the delegation from the FSM government?
Well, from Department of Education, it's Secretary Kepas.
Uh-huh.
And Assistant Secretary Wayne Mendiola.
Yeah. Wayne Mendiola?
And then there's Wensner David, okay, from Health. And Health then there's Mario Abello, ECD.
And is he from the Health health or state or national?
I know he's the ECD coordinator. I think he's for national, I believe. I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I know he's going to be pretty busy cool when he gets back home.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of things that they learned, and they're going to try and push it to the leadership to, you know, implement the new things that they learned, and they're going to want to push to
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So what did you learn about early childhood development for FSM over there?
Once. More or less the same. We need to be able, in the FSM, just like anywhere else in the Pacific, we need to be able to secure the child's access to, like, better food, better diet, yeah, education, right, security, and stuff like that. Those are the main things that we really need to focus on, especially the security part and the and access to education, quality education.
Okay. Of course, education for early childhood development. Mm-hmm. So, was there anything that struck you as something that you learned new, or
Was it everything, I mean, anything that, you know, kind of stood out on this forum when you were there? Because it was how many countries from across the Pacific, right? 15 countries?
Yeah. So, it was just... No, I just thought it was interesting to see the other countries that presented their experiences from two years up until now, because I believe it was 2 years ago that the first forum happened, and they made like a 9-action plan to, you know, do something, and this year they all came back together to report on their progress and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was FSM's progress?
Well, FSM has made progress, but I would say not as big a progress as some countries like Kiribati and PNG and whatnot.
Oh yeah, but we're progressing along, aren't we? From what you heard?
Yeah, from what I heard, yes. But it can be definitely improved.
Yes, because
I remember listening to the president. What's his name? Georgie? Yeah. Georgie or something?
From Fiji?
Yeah, he quoted from the Constitution. I think it was 41 or in the 40. Yeah, I think so. It's dealt specifically with children.
Really, in their constitution?
Yeah.
Wow. So there's a clause in their constitution that's specifically for children.
Yep. Guaranteeing them protection, safety, and access to food and whatnot.
Uh-huh. Do we have that in ours? I'm sure we have ours. Have one in ours, right?
Not. I'm pretty sure, but I probably have to look into it.
Yeah, we should check it out, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's good to know. Anything else you can share with us that was, that you think people should know? I mean, sure, when you get back, we can do some more, and you'll probably write more articles, right? You've written two articles that we've shared on Micronesia News Broadcast on Facebook.
Yes. I guess it's just, we're in the Pacific, we're definitely doing better than other places. And we're
really?
Like Africa, Asia.
Okay.
Latin America, South America, stuff like that. We're definitely doing better than them. But we could be better.
Okay, good. So when will be the next... you said the last forum was 2 years ago. Will there be one again in the next 2 years where... Will you be following the progress then, since you took part in this forum?
I'd have to. I believe there will be another one. I'm not sure. I could check again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Maybe. Well, when you get back, you could probably give us more details and stuff, huh?
Yeah, because I have to look at all the data and numbers that they gave us, and then when I get back home, I can definitely give a more detailed look and answer into what you guys want to know.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, early childhood development. So, I mean, that's very important because children are going to be, you know, they are our future. So if there's a forum on that for our children, we should be at least informed about what our country is doing about that, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. Well, from what I know, yeah. The Pacific delegation is absorbed like a sponge one together. What they turn it into.
Okay. Well, let me let you go since you seem to be pretty busy at the airport, and we'll see you when you get back, okay?
All right.
See you, June.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on the Micronesian Podcast with Patrick Pedris Until the next episode, Kasalelia Mainko.